From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. And speaking of the euro, there's an important anniversary coming up on Sunday. It's been 15 years since the physical birth of the euro, when the first notes and coins began to circulate through a dozen countries in the European Union. Today, 19 of the 28 EU nations use the single currency. But as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London, the anniversary celebrations on Sunday are likely to be muted.
People loved the euro when it was launched, but with the financial crisis 7 years later, the single currency came under attack, especially from anti-EU politicians like Nigel Farage in the European Parliament.
You're in denial that your currency is failing. Well, just look at the Mediterranean.
Countries like Greece and Spain could no longer escape recession through the old trick of devaluing their own currencies. Even euro enthusiasts like Italian professor Irena Caratelli have been on the defensive.
The euro is a project that is not very successful because it's not finished.
She says the member states must unite.
You cannot run a eurozone economy in the way we imagined we could, so without political union.
But political union seems unlikely, with nationalist sentiment rising and elections next year in Germany, France and the Netherlands. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.